Hi, I'm Adele, and this is the Conversation Changers podcast. I'm filling in once again for our announcer and editor, LA. Today, Laura's friend and co-host, Todd, shares an updated version of the story he shared in a bridging team. Bridging teams are groups of about 15 people who meet weekly for food, fun, and stories to support each other across class lines. Storytelling might be the most appreciated aspect of the whole bridging team experience. Members of the podcast who heard Todd tell this story felt it deserved a wider audience. We hope you enjoy listening.
I've heard Todd's story before and enjoyed it. We felt it was worth hearing again. I enjoyed the experience of sharing a story on the podcast, and I hope Todd gets to feel that same satisfaction. The story you will hear from Todd is about the onset of his diabetes. How old were you when that happened, Todd?
Thanks, Laura. Yeah, I was 11 years old when I was first diagnosed with diabetes. And when I first was diagnosed, it was an interesting time because I went to the family doctor and I had two or three of the symptoms of diabetes, and I hadn't known anything about that. But I went and he, you know, diagnosed me with diabetes. But the interesting thing was he was, aware of the fact that there was an experimental study going on in London, Ontario. So after that, the very next day, I went and started in this experiment, and I was admitted to the hospital. But then I started participating in this study.
Can you tell us what was involved in the experiment?
Sure. Yeah, it was a drug called cyclosporine, which is it's for transplants that make the body less likely to reject the new organs. And they had the idea that it could protect the pancreas from further damage from newly diagnosed diabetics. So I got in there, the next day, and I went to the London University Hospital, and you know, being 11 years old, I was admitted to the hospital, and you know, I had to stay there for about 3 weeks, and that was a challenging time. You know, being so far away from my family at 11 years old, but you know, they taught me all I needed to know about taking care of diabetes. A while back, anyway, it's changed quite a bit over the last few decades. So, but yeah, and the interesting thing is that the one thing that I remember very, very vividly is the resilient test to sugar that they gave me. They gave me a shot of glucagon, and that made all participants feel sick to their stomach for roughly about 5 minutes. So that is a very vivid, but not necessarily the greatest memory of that time. So it was interesting, and they everything was going good. And after roughly about 6 months, the experiment worked so well for me that I was actually taken off of insulin, which was incredible at that time. So technically when I was first diagnosed, I was only on insulin for 6 months. And then, you know, this program was going so well that I was able to control my blood sugars without taking insulin, which was amazing for that time. And I was off insulin for over 2 years, and you know, like I said, that was a great time. And but unfortunately, by the time I turned 14, and this was a given for everyone in the program, is that I ran into complications for the diabetes, and you know, it was roughly about 3 years after I started, when I was 14, that I had to go back on insulin again.
When you had to resume taking insulin, despite participating in the study, how did that make you feel?
I felt at that time, it was like the biggest crushing blow in my life, is that I thought I had gotten better and that I wouldn't have to deal with it as much. But interestingly enough, I was spending some time with my cousin, and I assume now, thinking back, that I was experiencing high blood sugars for quite some time because I wasn't, you know, taking insulin for it. And I just passed out. I just stood up and fell to the floor. So I went back to the doctor after that. I went to the doctor to see what was going on. And they said my blood sugars were high, and that. And so we got talking to the people in London, and they said, well, you will have to go back on insulin. And that, as I said, that was a crushing blow. So I decided that, I decided to hate life and everything. So I had probably a few months for it to sink in. And then I became a very unhappy, rebellious teenager who, you know, didn't care about a whole lot and made life probably difficult for everyone around me, myself included. And it just struck me as the hardest thing that I ever did, you know, because, you know, I went from, you know, everything was great to, you know, back to being sucky again. And then I went, so I did that for, it has to be at least a couple of decades that it, I just hated everything and didn't want any part of progression in my life. And, you know, I was blaming everybody for, you know, ultimately what happened to me way back then. And then I eventually came to the point where I realized that, you know, I'm not doing myself any favors by not looking after myself. I guess I should mention that I stopped looking after myself to make, because I was in rebellion to that it didn't work. And, you know, yeah, because that works so well when you ignore your incurable disease because you're mad at it. So, but I decided after probably about 25 years that I wasn't doing myself any favors. So I decided to start looking after myself a little bit better. And I guess, you know, in correlation with, you know, the bridging team, that was part of the reason that I was put into that, and everything, that made everything all better when I was trying to look after, because then I had people to help me out in, you know, the transition to, you know, starting to look after myself after not for so long. So, yeah, that's pretty much the general gist of that experience for me. And, you know, I look at it as, and I was lucky that I didn't have problems for not looking after myself for so long, but everything worked out in the end. And I hope that, you know, things do still go well for me, and, you know, that I end up not being succumbing to diabetes problems.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Laura. I told this story for the first time ever in the bridging team, and we thought it would be an interesting podcast topic. Now, Laura, do you have a quote for us?
I do, Todd. Today's words are from Havelock Ellis, who wrote that no faith is our own that we have not arduously won.
Thank you, Laura, and thanks for listening.
This podcast was brought to you by the generous support of the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the people of Greenwood and the United Church of Canada, the City of Peterborough, the Mount Community Center, and many individual sponsors, people like you who want to change the conversation. Our team for this podcast was Laura, Greg, Todd, LA, and Adele. Thanks for listening. You can find us at bridgespeterborough.ca.